Hi, everyone. I'm Barbara, and I'm an addict.
Hey, Barbara.
First of all, I want to thank God. I want to thank God because it didn't have to be this way. I want to thank Narcotics Anonymous. I want to thank the convention committee for asking me to do this workshop. I am nervous. And I've done this before, but I need to tell you, it don't get easier. And the amount of people that's in here, whoa. So I'm going to have to focus on the wall. You know, and one of the reasons that I know I'm extremely nervous is because I'm going to always tell the truth. That's how I stay here. I want to thank my sponsor, Patrice, all my sponsee sisters who are here to support me, the women that I sponsor, and a host of friends for being in this workshop with me. And resentment, the silent killer. Whew. That's what I come from. Resentment, anger, and fear. And it started early as a child. And I was resentful, first of all, with my own family, my mother, my father, who abandoned me. And they left me. And I grew up angry and not realizing that I was angry. I watched TV programs like The Donna Reed Show, Leave It to Beaver, Father Knows Best, and all this stuff was not happening where I lived. So I remember being bitter as a child. And today, I thank God for every substance that I put in my body. And the reason being that I'm saying that, because I could have lost my mind, the things that I endured. So today, when I see somebody walking down the street and they're talking to themselves, I say, but for the grace of God. Because, like I said earlier, it didn't have to be this way. God saw fit for me to be in Narcotics Anonymous. The most important thing that you're going to hear at this podium tonight is that the only thing I've done perfectly is I have not used in 22 plus years. So I've learned that resentment is putting unrealistic expectations on someone who's incapable of following through. And let me tell you that I'm going through so much, and for the last 5 months, I've been going through a lot. And it talks about resentment, the silent killer. And some of the stuff that I'm going to stand up here and I'm going to talk about is I really haven't talked about it in my area. And the reason that I haven't, because I've been somewhat resentful towards some people in my area who have judged me, who have talked about me, who have gossiped about me, you know. And see, what happens is, because I got 22 plus years, people put expectations on me. And, you know, a lot of times when people have time in this process, you know, y'all forget that I'm just one hit away. I'm one shot from a dope. I'm one shot from a methadone. You know, I just have a little more experience of staying clean. No matter what I go through, I don't use. So when you put these unrealistic expectations on me, and then when something does happen, and then when I share it, you know, you kick me. So it makes it hard for me to stand up in a meeting and tell what's really going on. I need to tell you, many times I've suffered in silence in a meeting because I don't have the ability to tell you what's really going on, because I don't want you to judge me When I'm down, I need you the most. When I got here, y'all told me you will love me until I learn to love myself. And some days, the only thing that I can do is not use. I'm going to tell you, I got married in June. And I'm not talking about my husband, I'm talking about me. I'm talking about in my right mind, in my flesh, I would have never married him. I'm talking about in the spirit. For those who don't understand, keep coming. That I believe that God connected me to this man. He knew before I did who he was, what he was, and knew what type of woman that I was. And shortly after I got married, my husband relapsed. But I'm a do or die woman. I'm going to stick to the bitter end. That's who I am. As I stand at this podium right now, my husband's in jail. He's been in there since December 13th. And what I need to say is that I feel that I've made a mistake. And the reason that I feel that I've made the mistake is because he's not capable of loving me the way I deserve to be loved. Or I want to be loved, and it doesn't make him a bad person. Oh, I knew I was going to go there. And the reality of it is that I don't know about everybody else in this room. I'm talking about Barbara. I stand here. I don't feel I have a whole lot of time to waste. I've given a lot of my life to drugs and alcohol. I've given my life to a lot of negative things. If you had asked me what I wanted some years ago, I would have told you a whole lot of stuff. But today I'm clear on what I want. I'm clear on what I deserve. And I don't know if I got time to play catch up, waiting for him to grow up. So, he said something to me a couple of months ago that really, really hurt my feelings. And I'm a forgiving person. I can take a whole lot. Even in my friendships, I'm the type of person, when I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. I don't know how to cut it off. I don't know how to save a little bit for me. I give it all to you. And my husband has the ability to run some circles around me. And by that I'm talking about he's good with the gift of gab. And I'm going to stand up here, and I was telling my sponsors, sometimes he make me think I'm slow. Because I don't compute it that quick. So by the time he says some stuff to me, a day or two might go by and I'd be like, oh. And then by the time I get back to him, I'm confused. Had that water. Thank you. So, as a result of that, something happened this last time that he hurt my feelings. I go to a place where, remember I told you, I love you and I love you and I will let you in. And then something happens to me. When you get in that place where you hurt me, it's hard for me to let you back in. You know? So as a result of this, I'm struggling. I'm struggling. Do I still want to stay married? And again, it doesn't mean that he's a bad person. But I need to continue to tell myself the truth. I've ever wanted to do is be loved. You know, the speaker earlier tonight, Melvin, he hit me in my gut like a ton of bricks. Because, see, I got values today. I have morals today. You know, you can't sell me okey-doke no more. And I not know it's okey-doke. You know, and for a period of time, don't misunderstand me. I can go in denial about some stuff real quick when I don't want to face the truth. But once I know the truth, I can't act like I don't know. So, you know, I've been going through some stuff on my job. Resentment. And I'm telling you, at work, I've been silent, and it's somewhat been killing me. Because I don't know about y'all, but I need a job. Before I got to Narcotics Anonymous, I did not work in a pie factory eating free pies. Not legally. So, you know, I work for the criminal justice system. And I have this one woman who has the ability to push every button in my being. And for whatever reason, I've been in a humble state. And I need to tell you, it don't feel good. So I have to practice some humility. Hint, smile. Go in these meetings and pretend that everything is all right. And I thank God for my sponsor, Patrice. I love you. Some days I use this woman like I got 2 days clean. And she's there, you know. I don't know about nobody else, but I need my sponsor. And I got the best doggone sponsor in the world. I do, and I love you. No matter what, she's sitting up there blushing. No matter what I share, no matter what I go through, she tell me, baby, I'm going to love you through it. And some days, that's all I need. You know what I mean? Nobody in this room can fix nobody. The women that I sponsor, I don't try to fix them. Some days, we just want somebody to listen. Somebody I can trust. Somebody I can feel safe with. No matter what I share, no matter what I do, they're going to love me right where I'm at. I don't know how much time more I have, but, you know, resentments, man. I can't afford them. I really can't afford them. I learned early on, when I go to bed, now half of what I'm standing up here talking about, when I'm talking about my marriage, and please understand, I was not talking about him, I'm talking about me, that it ain't his fault that he don't know. And I went to the jail praying for the courage to tell him I didn't want to be in the marriage. And I have a sponsee who prayed with me before I got there, Electra. And she said to me, sponsor, it may not be the way you think it's going to be. And when I got in there to tell him what I was going to tell him, God just turned it around. Now, I'm not saying I'm staying, but I've reconsidered that not only do he need some help, I need some help, you know, because I can't put all the finger on him. I'm talking about what my role is as a wife, what my role is as a woman. I need a media to help me. You know what I mean? I'm not standing up here and act like I'm holier than thou. But the thing that my husband did say to me, and I truly believe if he never ever told me the truth, he said to me, Barbara, I don't know how. He said, but I'm willing to learn. So y'all have taught me to have an open mind. Just for today, it's open. I didn't get married to be alone, so I'm resentful that his AWS is in jail. I'm resentful that all the responsibilities is on me. And I married him because I loved him and I wanted companionship. How dare you go to jail? And the most humiliating part for me, like I told you, I work for the criminal justice system. So when I go up on the visits, I'm not going as a professional. I'm going like another civilian. And some days I don't want to do that. But remember, I'm a do or die woman. So I got some resentments about that. And this weekend, this is, I don't normally miss going to see him on Sundays. And he said to me, supposing I get out Thursday. I called my sponsor. I said, help! He can't come home now. I'm going to Ocean City. I've learned to tell the truth. You know, and first my sponsor started laughing till I told her, I don't want him to come home now. You know, but anyway, I don't know if I helped anybody, but I know I stood up here and I freed myself of some stuff. That one of the things is that resentments would take us out of here. You know, today when I go to bed, I don't want to go with Tom, Harry, Sue, or Mary in my head. I really don't. You know, when I got here and people told me I need to pray for somebody who hurt me, and I thought that was the dumbest thing I ever heard. She did so-and-so, or he did so-and-so, and my sponsor said, pray for them. Is she still smoking? You know, but the reality of it is when I have the ability to do that and ask God to give that person what he gives me, then I'm free. I can go to sleep and not have the committee running in my head or the noise. And just for today, I pray about my marriage. I pray for anyone who has harmed me or I've harmed anyone. You know, I try real hard today, guys, to not add people to my 8-step list. You know, if I don't care for you, I don't deal with you. It's just that simple for me. I ain't mad at you. Live, let live. You know, I just don't have to have you in my circle. If you wanted to use and you call me, in spite of that, I will get out of my bed and I will be there. But we don't have to break bread. We don't have to run. I don't have to pretend, laugh, and grin. Hey, girl, when I don't feel that way. Thank God for freedom of choice. I'm an addict. My name is Barbara. Thanks a lot.